ये जो पानी दिख रहा है ये गौरी कुंड यहाँ पर है, और गौरी कुंड में समस्त पानी शामिल होकर के एकदम बहुत बड़ा सा जलाशय दिख रहा है, ये गौरी कुंड कहलाता है। गौरी कुंड यानी चंद्रावली का स्थान। तो चंद्रावली के कुंज में कभी कभी कृष्ण आया करते थे। एक समय छोटा तो एक समय राधा जी ने वृंदा को भेजा कि वृंदा तुम जाओ, ये कृष्ण कहाँ है इस समय ढूंढ करके लाओ। तो उस समय ढूंढते ढूंढते यहाँ पर आई, यहाँ आ करके दूर से देखा कि यहाँ तो बैठे हुए हैं, और उसी समय एक छल वाहन बनाया, अंदर जा करके वृंदा देवी कहने लगी, हे श्याम सुंदर, आज ब्रज में बड़ी विपत्ति आ गई है, बड़े संकट आ गया है, अभी यदि आप नहीं जाए तो ब्रज के समस्त पशुधन मारे जाएंगे। तो इस प्रकार कहने पर ऐसी शंका भरी बातें कही तो सबको आतंक लगी है। कृष्ण ने कहा, चंद्रा अब मुझे जल्दी जाना है, नहीं तो बड़ी विपत्ति आ जाएगी, और इन विपत्तियों से सबको टालना है। कृष्ण तो समझ गए कि यहाँ पर और कोई ब्रजवासी आते, और कोई सखा लोग आते, चाहे और कोई आते, वृंदा आकर जो अरे ऐसी बात क्यों करती है और इसका मतलब क्या है, ये तो कृष्ण समझ गए। उस समय चंद्रावली से काल बहना करके और कह करके वहाँ से निकल गए। इतने में वृंदा देवी उनके पीछे पड़ गई, बोले अब तो आज साक्षात पकड़ लिए, यहाँ पर अब पकड़ा गया, अब तो मैं राधा जी से जाकर के कहती हूँ कि चंद्रावली के कुंज में मिला है। ऐसी स्थिति में श्याम सुंदर बार बार वृंदा देवी का हाथ पकड़ करके और हाथ जोड़ करके मनाते हैं कि किसी तरह से राधा जी से मत को, नहीं तो सारा गड़बड़ हो जाएगा। तो इसी तरह से यहाँ पर श्याम सुंदर हाथ जोड़ते हैं, हमारे परम गुरु महाराज जी कहते हैं कि ऐसे राधा जी के प्रिय सेवक जन जो अपना निवेदन है, ऐसी सेवा की परिपाटी है जहाँ पर श्याम सुंदर उनके सामने हाथ जोड़ते हैं, करजोड़ करते हैं, प्रार्थना करते हैं, ऐसी प्रेममयी सेवा को पाने के लिए यह समस्त लीला स्थलियाँ हैं, उन लीला स्थलियों को वंदना करते हुए हम आगे चलेंगे। रवि महाराज जी बताएं।
दिस विलेज इज नोन एज अन्योर ग्राम। Here, Nand Baba and all the gopis and gopis worship Giriraj in the seat of Indra Puja. And Krishna took the shape of Giriraj Govardhan and began to tell, Anure, Anure, bring more, bring more. So in Braj Bhasha, it became Anur. Krishna is worshipped in two ways. One is like Chaturbhuj Krishna and one in Haridas Varya. If you want to क्या हो गया? Haridas Mantra. What you prefer more?
Haridas.
You want to worship Krishna like the Prabhu here? Or you want to serve Giriraj as Haridas Var, as Gopi has told?
Yes.
They never to take him as Chaturbhuj Krishna. So we should try to understand all these things and try to follow. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told to also to Raghunath Das Goswami, we can follow this also, no harm. Here also this is the place of Madhavendra Puripas. He discovered here Gopalji from ground, and now after that he took it on the hill. Giriraj Govardhan, you are seeing that temple, and here made 1 month Annakoot Mahotsav. And after that he went to Puri to bring Chandan
Sandal
to make him
cool
as he ordered. And he came there, went there, and he gave all the Chandan to Khishchora Gopinath. Khishchora Gopinath, and here he was satisfied. So this is the place of Madhavendra Puripad also. And we will now go to Govinda Kunda. We will say Brajavasi. Under the shade of Giriraj Govardhan here. And after that, he saved all. Then Indra came and appalized him. And he did Abhishek of Krishna here. The water from Akash Ganga, Saran Ganga, was taken by Airavat. Surbhi was there. Indra began to appalize so much. And due to mercy of Surabhi, he was saved that off at that time. If Surabhi was not there, then Krishna would have punished him. So here the Abhishek water was gathered and became Govinda Kunda, and Indra called Krishna at that time Govinda, and then Krishna was known as Govinda. Govinda ke naam se tab se wo prasiddh hue. Govinda isliye, bind mane hota hai anand dena, bindati. Go, gopi, govatsa, every. So he used to give so much ananda to them. So he was called Govinda. We are seeing here a place, Madhavendra Puripad. He took Gopal. There is a place there from where he discovered from the earth. And he used to live and to do bhajan on the bank of Govinda Kunda. Bhagavad Rishi was doing sacrifice here, and all Brajvasi were gathered here. Why he was doing? That Krishna should be so prosperous for the pleasure of Krishna. Also doing that here, Gargacharya and Bhaguri told that all Brajvasi should come here, and so much ghee, butter should be brought here. And if anyone, ghee, butter or milk will be given in the blood sacrifice, they'll be very prosperous.
also all were bringing, gopis were also bringing ghee for Bhagavad Rishi for sacrifice here. And in the midway, Krishna began to ask the toll tax in Dhanghati. So it was all for meeting gop and gopis, Krishna and all gopis. This was a very good fun of Krishna, that they wanted to always to meet, and all the pastimes were according to this.
That was Krishna's prosperity.
Yes. So this is called Govinda Kunda. We should do pranam here to please Krishna and gop and gopis. And then we should again continue our parikrama.
Go Pramanande!
Govinda Kunda Ki!
Please arrange for keeping here. Prasad. First of all, it is required by us. Hare Krishna. Indra is the king of demigods. And Surabhi is a four-footed animal. There is a world of difference between Indra and Surabhi. But Indra had no other alternative to fall on the foot of Surabhi for his rescue, because he committed a very serious crime, because he disturbed the pastimes of Krishna. For he was very much average, and only means he found, if I surrender to his beloved Surabhi, who is a mere cow, but no other alternative I have for my rescue. So Devaraj of this world and a cow of the transcendental Golok Vrindavan is so different. The cow is so dear to Krishna, by which Surabhi can say to Krishna, he said to Indra. This is the instruction of this pastime here. You have heard many of pastimes in the way. There is all around this field Krishna and gopis play in many kinds, in many sorts of their pastime has been explained to you. I have no strength to put it again before you. Please hear it from Narayana.
सब कुछ महाराज जी ने कह दिया और शुभानंद जी ने कह दिया. इनका थोड़ा सा झूठन एक दो देता हूँ, ये पड़ा हुआ है कि नहीं, मैं सुन करके और ग्रहण करने की चेष्टा कर रहा. ये सुरभि कौन थी जिसके पास में इंद्र देवताओं का राजा होकर, स्वर्ग का राजा होकर, और उस गैया को ले आया कृष्ण से क्षमा मांगने के लिए. उसको स्वयं साहस नहीं हुआ जो कृष्ण के पास में जाए. वो गैया कौन थी? ये गैया गोलोक वृंदावन की गैया थी ना? कौन सी गैया थी? इस ब्रह्मांड के अंतर्गत में एक गौलोक है, वो गोलोक नहीं, गौलोक है. वहां पर इंद्र जा सकता है, किंतु गोलोक वृंदावन में इंद्र नहीं जा सकता. इसलिए ये जगत की जितनी गौएं हैं वो सबकी माता हैं और सबकी पूज्य हैं सुरभी जी। जब इस लोक की ही गायें कृष्ण को इतनी प्यारी हैं, जो इंद्र नहीं आ सका उनके पास में, तब उस सुरभि जी के पास में गया, तो उन गायों की क्या महात्मा होगा जो कि गोलोक वृंदावन के जिसको कृष्ण नित्य चराते हैं। कृष्ण तो गौओं को चरा रहे थे जो उस सुरभि से लाखों कोटि श्रेष्ठ हैं, किंतु वो सुरभि के पास में गया, इन गायों को नहीं ले आया जो कि कृष्ण जिनको चराते थे। इनकी महिमा नहीं समझा, जैसे इंद्र ने कृष्ण की महिमा नहीं समझी तो उन गायों की भी नहीं महिमा समझी, वो सुरभि जी की समझ आ रहा है। तो सुरभि जी का इतना महात्मा तो उन गायों का कितना महात्मा होगा। हम लोग भी अपराधी हैं, इसलिए कृष्ण नाम हमने हृदय में नहीं स्फूर्ति हो रहा है और नक्श से हम लोग भरे पड़े हैं, इसलिए हम सुरभि जी के पास में आए हैं पहले, जो वो हमारे ऊपर में कृपा करके हमारे सारे अपराधों को क्षमा कर दे, जिससे कि हरिनाम में शुद्ध रुचि हो, वैष्णव की शुद्ध रुचि हो, ब्रज की महिमा हम लोग समझ सकें। तो फिर उन गैयाओं का आदर करें और फिर उन गैयों के जो पालक गोपाल हैं उनके चरणों में जा सकें और उनके चरणों में प्रार्थना कर सकें, जो आपकी जो प्रिया हैं उनके चरणों की सेवा मिल सके। इसलिए हम लोग यहाँ पर अपने अपराध को क्षमा कराने के लिए यहाँ पर आए हैं। हे सुरभि जी, जैसे आपने इंद्र को कृष्ण से क्षमा कराया, इसलिए हमारे सारे अपराधों को अनर्थों को दूर कराइए, जैसे कि हम लोग कुछ ब्रज की महिमा कुछ समझ सके।
हरे
कृष्ण
महाराज स्टार्टेड हिज लेक्चर विद द स्टेटमेंट दैट एवरीथिंग हैज बीन स्टेटेड बाय शोभानंद प्रभु एंड कृपा त्रिविक्रम महाराज। महाराज सेड दैट नाउ आई एम ट्राइंग टू collect a few remnants which has been remained. So the remnant he collected and has given to us is as it. Maharaj was saying that who was this Surabhi cow? Whether it belonged to Golok Vrindavan or somewhere else. Indra is not capable enough to enter into Golok Vrindavan and occupy a cow from that abode. There is an abode in this universe, Brahmand. Its name is Gaulok. Here, it is not Golok, it is Gaulok. Gau means cow. That abode is full of cow. And the head of that Gaulok was Surabhi. So, Indra brought that cow.
Not brought. He went there and requested to Surabhi.
After paying his obeisances, that please come with me so that I should take you in front of me before Krishna and Krishna may excuse
me. To pray for me.
So I cannot pray before Krishna. You come with me and pray for me before Krishna. So after taking Surabhi to Krishna.
Yes. Taking Indra Surabhi came here. Give prominence to Surabhi.
So Indra did not bring Surabhi here. Maharaj is saying here is prominence to Surabhi. Surabhi in fact brought Indra here. And then Surabhi asked Krishna to please forgive him. And now Maharaj was explaining, look at the glorification of a cow of this universe, that because of that cow, Krishna excused and forgave Indra. What to speak of glorification of cows of Golok Vrindavan?
That cows are like Padma, Kalindi, Pishangi, all these cows. The names of cows.
So the name of these cows which Krishna is having is Padma, Kalindi, Prishangi and so on. So, but Indra was not able to understand the glorification of these cows. So Maharaj is explaining the next thing. We are full of offenses like as Indra came. So the same we have to do. We have to pray here to Surbhi cow that we are full of offenses. Our naam is not pure. It's not having any revealing in our heart. So please, just as you did in case of Indra, in our case also, you forward our application before Krishna, and we should get apologized. All the offenses should be exempted and forgiven, so that we may really be able and competent to serve Krishna, to serve Krishna's beloved Radharani in this Golok Vrindavan.
Don't be hopeless.
So because Surbhi is so much benevolent and full of mercy, so we should not become disappointed that there is no chance for us. So we should pray to Surbhi. When we will pray to Surbhi, there is no question of becoming disappointed.
Godless mercy Krishna is always
sovereign.
So Krishna, if Krishna has managed us to come here and do parikrama of devotion, if Krishna himself did, and he has managed this same for us to come to his holy land, so he shouldn't be hopeless. I think that we have hope that any day our all desire to serve Krishna, we will have that.
In the lotus feet of Sri Giriraj Maharaj, we are so lucky. Perhaps in lakhs and lakhs, last month, we have not seen one total of parikrama. So we are lucky. Also we are lucky that we have come here in the guidance of bona fide good Vaishnavas. Here, I want that Sri Navadvip Prabhu can glorify Giriraj Govardhan. You can tell something about Giriraj Maharaj, glory of Giriraj Maharaj.
Navadvip Prabhu.
Let me just stand here.
Prepared to speak anything. I feel very unqualified to speak in front of this assembly, but I've been requested by Gurudev, so I'll try to speak a few words. So we can try to meditate on the example of Raghunath Das Goswami, who took shelter at Sri Govardhan, and here he was performing his bhajan, and he was doing so under the guidance and inspiration of Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, and we can see by his example that he had a very intense desire to have residence at Giriraj Govardhan. And why? Why did he decide to do his bhajan here? From Srila Rupa Goswami's instructions in Upadesha Amrit, we find that of all the different places, Vrindavan is considered to be the topmost. And within Vrindavan, Govardhan is considered to be the best. And we also find in the prayers of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami that he says that, or he reveals the reason why it is the best place. Because this place, it can give rati for Radha and Krishna. This is stated in Manashiksha. So, this is why he chose to do his bhajan here. That, as we are hearing today, so many different pastimes that occurred here, and Giridhar Govardhan, he is the witness of all these pastimes. So therefore, because he has seen these pastimes, and because he is Krishna himself, and also he is in the mood of the devotee of Krishna, therefore, by his mercy, he can also reveal these pastimes to us. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, who we are trying to follow, he has set this example himself to have this aspiration, this very deep aspiration, to live by the side of Govardhan, to do bhajan here, and while residing here, to pray, to have this, to have these pastimes manifest in our hearts, and also to have this rati for Radha and Krishna manifest in our hearts. So we are extremely fortunate to come here to this place, and especially under the direction of such exalted Vaishnavas as Srila Narayan Maharaj and Srila Tarikram Maharaj. And as they are experiencing this intense desire themselves to have this kind of rati for Radha and Krishna, they can guide us in developing this mood ourselves. And as they are also in possession of this mood, then by hearing from them very carefully and trying to serve them and please them, then they can transmit this mood into our hearts. So we not only pray for the mercy of Giridhar Govardhan and meditate on the example of Raghunath Das Goswami, but we also pray for the mercy of our gurus who are leading us on this parikrama, that they will manifest their mood in our hearts. So I will stop there. Giridhar Govardhan ki.
सर्वप्रथम अस्मदीय गुरुपाद पद्म दीक्षा गुरु एवं शिक्षा गुरु के चरण कमल में मैं तदनंतर उपस्थित मातृवृंद गौरवत वृंद अति चरण में मैं यथार्थ सदनुभव ज्ञापन करता हूँ। परमात्मा श्री महाराज मुझे आदेश दिए हैं गिरिराज के बारे में कुछ प्रकाश डालने के लिए। मैं जो एक शब्द के द्वारा ही पुष्पांजलि प्रदान करता हूँ। हम लोग जिस स्थान में आए हैं गुरुपाद के कृपा से, इस स्थान ब्रजवासी के जीवन स्वरूप है। गिरिराज जो है ब्रजवासी के कुलगुरु कहते हैं। समस्त लोग विशेष करके हम लोग श्रवण के हैं स्वयं कृष्ण चंद्र गिरिराज गोवर्धन के किस प्रकार प्रतिष्ठा के और देवराज इंद्र के गर्व आदि भंग के एवं सर्वश्रेष्ठ जो भगवत्ता जो है वो भी प्रकाश के। क्यों ब्रज ऐसे एक स्थान है जहाँ पर माधुर्य और ऐश्वर्य जो है पूर्ण रूप से है, किंतु वह ऐश्वर्य ऐसे माधुर्य के द्वारा मंडित है। ऐसे स्वयं भगवान कृष्णचंद्र ऐसे गिरिराज गोवर्धन के जो धारण करके समस्त जगत समस्त जीवों के दर्शन कराया, ये एकमात्र जो है आराध्य जो है स्वयं भगवान कृष्णचंद्र है। भगवान जो वही स्वयं भगवान गिरिराज रूप में प्रकट है। स्वयं चैतन्य महाप्रभु गिरिराज गोवर्धन के जो है भगवत स्वरूप में दर्शन करते हैं और भगवत स्वरूप में जो है उनके कैसे आराधना करते थे, जैसे हम लोग को ये शिक्षा दी है श्रीमान महाप्रभु गौर सुंदर गोवर्धन शिला के जो है कैसे सेवा करते थे। विरह काली प्रभु करेन कंठे करेन धारण, स्वयं चैतन्य महाप्रभु विरह के समय जो है अपनी आंखों के आंसू के द्वारा स्नान कराते थे, गले में धारण करते थे, और गिरिराज गोवर्धन के जो है सेवा कैसे करते थे। स्वयं गिरिराज गोवर्धन के जो है साक्षात कृष्ण की मानते थे, और गुंजा माला जो है उस गुंजा माला की राधा जी के स्वरूप मानते थे। ऐसे श्रीमान महाप्रभु 3 साल तक अपने हाथ में जो है गिरिराज की सेवन करते थे। ऐसे सेवा हम लोग की सेवा वृत्ति हृदय में जाती।